Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Travis Kelce is in the hype this morning. He's acknowledged that his acting and hosting roles last season impacted his on-field performance, leading to career lows and yards and touchdowns.
You got to focus on the game. Get on the gridiron.
He got caught up in he goes, oh my gosh, I'm dating Taylor Swift.
I know.
That's what it is. Yeah. He got caught up in it and being out and about and the paparazzi and going to dinners and being on shows.
I feel like that would be very hard to date her. I mean, really, because of the level of fame that she is at.
Yep.
I feel like he would probably try to match that because I'm sure for his entire life, he's like, I'll be the breadwinner in any relationship
I'll be
in.
The most famous person in my relationship.
And then he ends up with Taylor Swift.
And now he's got to pick out all those outfits to, compete
with
her.
He has a stylist.
He does, but he has his own little style. Focus
on football, dude.
Exactly. Like, he's got to put so much.
Shave your head, wear a hoodie, and play ball.
Let's go.
Come on.
That's what you need to do.
Your career, dude. But we've all changed for a woman, haven't we, Josh?
Changed for several. It hasn't worked out. I've got, like, multiple personality disorder now.
Poor Josh. Josh,
you just
you
be you,
is
buddy.
All you need.
It's not good enough.
There was this story, too, talking about how Travis and Tay-Tay, they're just like us, where they do, small talk and talk about their day and stuff at night when they're having dinner and they're just hanging out on the couch. And he said something about how she is now like this huge football fan and she's like engulfed. She knows what all the injury reports look like. She knows, like, the plays. She knows all the ins and outs of football now. And I thought that was kind of weird, too, that she knows all the injury reports.
Well, she's taking an interest in his interest. I like that. But there is that. Also, I feel like when...
Just sing and dance!
Yeah, I feel like when couples do that, like, there's a reason people like to do something. And it's usually because it's their thing, right? They get to do it by themselves. Like, I know I do.
Those really famous people, they always try to show that they're so normal, and they're not.
I know.
They're just not. Right? Like, I'm just like you guys. No, Taylor, you're not.
I love fuzzball. Yeah.
And that's okay.
Fuzzball. She knows as much as about football as I do. Right?
The players.
That's right.
Wearing their cute hats, right, Jerry? That's what
wearing
it is,
the
their
cute
hats.
They got the cute hats.
Tight pants.
Colorful uniforms.
Cute hats.
Cute mascot. And flea flickers. That's all I know. Hey, I'll probably be watching this, though. Kevin Hart is teaming up with Netflix for a new competition series to find the next big stand-up comedian. He'll be joined by a group of comics. No date yet on when this is going to drop, but I like this. It's a real-life journey of a comedian. I would watch this.
Kind of like Last Comic Standing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'd watch that. I think Kevin Hart's hilarious, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He is the funniest comic.
He's a funny little man.
His stand-up is, like, get you in your gut funny. Yeah. Like, he is so hilarious.
I'll watch it when it comes out.
Yeah, I'd probably watch that. Is anybody watching Wednesday?
No.
Oh, you know what? Yes, actually. Yeah. I like that. So I watched the first season when it came out, and it's been like 3 years since the next one will come out, and so I kind of lost interest, but the first season was good. I like Jenna Ortega, so it was a good first season.
Well, the second season dropped on August 4th, and it amassed 50 million views in the first 5 days. So I guess people really
I'll probably start that tonight, then. Yeah.
I will say I'm looking for a show to watch, and this is kind of intriguing to me.
So
I like the Addams Family growing up. What's that?
Yeah, you can watch it with your kids.
Yeah, and I love what she does. Every take, you'll watch her, she doesn't blink in it. So it's like a little thing that she's, kind of weird and quirky than everybody else. She never blinks in any take, and I think that's kind
of
funny.
How does that work? Do they put eye drops in her?
Well, I mean, you just don't
blink
for the entire
take.
I can't do it.
Play the part where she blinks.
Yeah.
You blinked!
I want to say, she does a really good job as Wednesday. I didn't think anybody else could be Wednesday besides Christina Ricci, because she did such a good job back in the day. But, Jenna Ortega, she's doing
good.
It. She's killing that role.
Yeah,
real nice, real nice. Speaking of a killer role, Jerry Bruckheimer is attempting to bring back Johnny Depp for another Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Oh,
it's all a bunch of speculation and rumor right now, but I hope he does too.
You cannot recast
those are
that.
Such good movies.
I love them.
We need another
one. Oh my gosh. If it's got Johnny Depp in it,
Oh my God, yes. They're so good, Katie.
I
you know what's funny,
seen
Katie?
A lot
is
of those movies, so.
The fifth one was actually like one of the funniest I saw. Like the first one, the first and second, they're like notoriously good. They're fantastic movies. Trailed off a little bit in the third and fourth, but the fifth one, when they came back a few years ago, hilarious.
Great
and Johnny
special
Depp
effects.
Was so good.
Great
oh my gosh.
Story. And it's pirates.
But don't recast him. If you can't get him, just say Johnny Depp died or something. Or Jack Sparrow died. Yeah. Because you can't recast that.
No,
he is Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, you can't make someone else do that.
Let me give you one more thing, because I know this will make all the ladies happy. And your mom. if your mom loves Hallmark movies and country music.
Carrie, listen up.
Carrie. Josh's mom, Carrie. Hallmark is teaming up with the Grand Ole Opry for a brand new holiday movie called A Grand Ole Opry Christmas.
Wow, they really went out on the limb with that.
Gosh.
It's going to feature new music from Brad Paisley. The story follows Gentry Woods, daughter of late country legend, who is transported back to 1995 for a magical holiday reunion that helps her finish a song she started decades ago. And she falls in love, and it's Christmas.
There's also that.
Back to the small town.
Grand
old
Nashville,
Opry, Tennessee.
Christmas. Twanging it up on the Hallmark Channel.
I'd watch it.
What? Yeah.
I would. I'd watch it.
I probably will
like
watch
I
it.
Like I said,
especially
this
during
is for
Christmas.
The ladies and Josh's mom.
With my mom.
What you got going on locally?
Okay, well, this is good news for all of the folks who love Elidge Gardens, because they've announced that iconic Twister 3 Storm Chaser is open. So it's the big white wooden coaster that can be seen from I-25. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the big clickety thing, but folks have been waiting for it. Well, they said,
Mom, when's the big clickety thing going to open up again?
Because they opened it for, like, it's debuted in, like, 2023, and then they had to close it because they're like, well, we've got to do maintenance on it, blah, blah, and that maintenance took a lot longer than they expected. It was supposed to open in June of this year, so people have been waiting quite some time for this thing to open back up, and now just this past weekend, folks can ride it again. It's up to speed, and you should go check it out. Twister 3 Storm Chaser looks like a good time.
Hells yeah.
Okay.
I think that'll
be magical for a lot of people.
It'll be awesome.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be good. Okay. All right. Let's go Nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because an Aurora basketball coach has been named the National Junior NBA Scholastic Coach of the Year.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a really big deal. Yeah. So it's a coach at Edna and John W. Mosley P-8 school.
Edna.
So this is in Aurora, but his name is Jalen Snow, and this is what happened. So in March, the Denver Nuggets selected him as the Junior Scholastic Coach of the Year in Colorado. So that happened in March, and then he went on to be one of the 5 finalists across the nation, and he won it. He just won this recently. So
that's
he is
awesome.
The National Junior NBA Scholastic Coach of the Year, and this is a
they
fun
fact.
They
need a shorter name for
I
that.
I know. I'm like, I have to keep looking at it, so
just
I don't
say
get
Coach
it
of the
wrong.
Year.
Coach of the Year, and he is the first Colorado coach to win this award.
That's
so
exciting.
It's a very big deal.
So it's the Junior Scholastic
National Junior.
Oh, God.
National
oh my
Junior
God. NJ
NBA Scholastic,
NBA Scholastic
Coach of the Year.
Coach of T-Y. So it's the NJ NBA SCOTY.
That's just as long.
I was trying to think if we could shorten it by.
You're trying to get an acronym going there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could call it the NBA Scotty, I guess.
I like that. I like the NBA Scotty. We can say that.
Sure.
But he was honestly like the reason that his work's has gone noticed is because he is just a heck of a coach. But they say that when he arrived at P8. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. My computer's freezing up, and I hate when it does that because then I can't get to
the
part
right.
of the
it's
story
probably a bunch
that
of information we don't need.
No, it is. You do need this because here's what I was looking for. So the reason why they're looking at Coach Jalen Snow and why he was heralded for his work is because he helps students who are with and without disabilities, and he's formed these teams and everything. So not only is it hard to be
now
a coach, but now he's coaching kids who have disabilities and
all
have,
right. he's
you
a
know,
good human.
He's such a good human, and I love that he won this national award. I mean, it's one thing to get the statewide recognition. It is called the National Junior
NBA
Scholastic
Coach
of
the
Year. Yay, Coach Snow!
And side note, what a badass name this guy has.
No, it's like Jon Snow's
cousin. Jalen Snow?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's like a sexy, badass name.
I just want to say,
Jalen Snow.
Yes,
I know,
right?
Jalen Snow.
Yeah,
That's I like pretty that. Great. That's so, a solid name.
Congratulations to Coach Snow. The Pub on Pearl. This one's a little wah, wah, but they announced their final day of operation was this past Sunday,
aww,
ending 35 years of operation in Denver's Wash Park. Well, I think it was just like
tired
what happened
of serving beers.
Well, what happened to a lot of restaurants in the area? Prices are going up. You know, it's costing more to pay employees. It's just, it's not a good time for restaurants.
That's
a lot
bummer.
Of them are shuttering up their doors. But this one was known for their bottomless wings and drink specials.
Well, that
and
could
so,
be
yeah,
part of the problem.
Folks are pretty, I know, right?
Maybe we've gone through was too many wings. We've got to shut down now after 35 years.
The bottomless wings. But the Pub on Pearl, I'm seeing like a lot of stories where people are sharing their memories and their drunken moments at the Pub on Pearl, and now they're going to miss it.
I ate 40 chicken wings and threw up.
Exactly.
14 natty ices.
Oh, I'll never forget you, Pub ice. On Pearl. I know, and you know that's what
pole.
They're drinking.
That's what they're drinking with all those chicken wings.
Bush Light.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what is
you get the pitcher of Coors. It was $3 pitchers.
Oh, my gosh.
When we were in Iowa, we went out to Nicole's aunt's farm, and her uncle, he's like, you want a beer? I was like, sure. He's like, they're in the fridge. I opened it up. It's all Bush Light.
Oh, yeah. That's my family. Oh, do you remember they had like the 18 packs that had the orange can? Like every once in a while you could get an orange can.
Yeah, the citrus,
because
then they have Bush Apple and they got Bush Peach.
But it was like a surprise can.
It was.
And then like, but you didn't even get anything. My brother won it and he was so excited. He displayed this orange can on his dresser like he won something. And I was like, Bubba. What are you doing?
Would you win anything?
What are you doing,
new
Bubba?
Liver.
He didn't win anything. Oh, I know. He didn't win anything. But yeah, Bush Light.
That's
They've
funny.
Got a cult following for sure. But Pub on Pearl, definitely going to be missed because of the bottomless wings and more. Denver Crossing Guards. I want to talk to you guys about this.
Tell us now.
Because
this is important
school's
stuff.
School's back, and we need to be careful about the school crossings and when you're going to be dropping your kids off at school, all of the rules that you have to follow. So Bradley Abeda, he is a crossing guard at Polaris Elementary School in Denver. And he was talking about how insane it is when it comes to pick up and drop off for kids, right? He wants you to pay attention because he says that he's already had some pretty close calls, including a car that almost hit him, a mom, and their kiddo as they were trying to cross the street.
Yes, okay. So that's the only power he has in life.
Well,
he's like, listen to me.
I know, you should play Whistle by Flo Rida.
Can we play
you
that?
Yes. We do play that, so absolutely
yes.
You can play Whistle by Flo Rida.
Give me one more song, and then I'm going to play
okay.
it.
Okay, so, perfect.
Yeah.
So, but again, we just really want to make sure that people are aware of the
thanks,
crossing
Mom.
Guards. No, I remember the accident I got in because somebody tried to do an illegal U-turn in the middle of a school zone, and like it was all that guy's fault. But we could have caused a lot of problems for kids in the area,
mm-hmm.
So you should just be careful, and you should listen to the crossing guards.
Need a dude with a whistle.
I want to give a shout out to Melissa, who's a crossing guard at an Aurora Elementary School, who listens to our show. No, she loves us, and she listens to our show, and she tells me all the time about how people just shoom right by schools.
That's what they do.
Shoom, shoom right by schools. Like, it's crazy. We need to be more careful. These are our
yes.
children. Think
That's
of
our
the
future.
Absolutely. This is very important information.
Think
future.
Of the children. So, again, just make sure you're looking. You're a little bit more aware this time of year because there's a lot of little itty bitties out there.
Mm-hmm.
We want
they
them
are.
To
they,
be safe.
They have, they're clueless.
We want them to be
they
safe.
They just run around like
you know?
Crazy.
So, anyway,